Love, it's got to be one of the words we spend the most time trying to understand. Perhaps for that reason, it's one of the biggest themes in art as well. There's an exhibition at Tararua Museum of Art in Victoria asking us to think about love in a whole new way. The show, called Through Love, features two Melbourne artists working at different times, but both depicting all kinds of love, romantic, maternal, tender, even threatening. The artists are Joy Hester, who was known for her expressive ink drawings. Joy was part of the Heidi Circle and died in 1960 of Hodgkin's disease. And the other artist, internationally renowned contemporary artist Patricia Piccinini, whose hyperreal sculptures ask us to overcome discomfort and find empathy in our hearts. Patricia joins me now from the Melbourne studios, along with the curator of the exhibition and director of the Tararua Museum of Art, Victoria Lynn. Welcome both of you to the art show.
Thank you, Eddie.
Thanks.
Thanks so much to both of you for coming in. Now, Patricia, this pairing, it happened when you were asked which modernist Australian artist were you drawn to, excuse the pun, and you said Joy Hester. Why Joy Hester?
Because she was such an influence on my life and practice. I discovered her when I was at university. What I was drawn to was this incredible depiction of intimacy and how her work was not very sort of judgmental or particularly moral even. And I really love that about her work and how it was different from a lot of the work of that period. And it was like nothing I'd ever seen before. And in fact, hardly anyone still does work like this that tries to depict what it feels like to love rather than depicting a love object that we can all admire.
Yes.
Or even depicting people in love with each other. I think what Hester's doing is she's talking about emotions and saying, well, they're actually felt in the body, and she's depicting that. And the body she depicts are not pretty. They're deformed by this great love. And that can be threatening. It can be sometimes even grotesque.
Yes.
But that's kind of what it feels like to be really connected with someone. And for me, that's very beautiful.
Well, that's certainly a word that many people might use about your own work, Patricia, that there is an element of grotesque in the beings that love each other in your work.
Mm. I guess what I'm trying to do with my work is I'm trying to look at how we relate to other species and how we treat them and our duty of care towards other animals that we share the planet with and even change around us. So that's pretty ethical work. And to be in that area, to talk about those things, you know, it's a push and pull. You're drawn in because you empathize, and then you're pushed away because it's just really intense and unfamiliar and kind of threatening to our identity. Mm-hmm. So I'm doing stuff around the same area. But ultimately, I think what I take from Hester's work is that in the end, really, it's about, you know, very strong connection and bonds, like love.
Yes, well, certainly, I'm going to talk to you in a little bit about the action of the embrace in your work. But first of all, I just wanted to ask Victoria Lynn, director of the Tararua Museum of Art and also the creator of this show, Through Love. Victoria, what do you take from Joy Hester's work? So the exhibition has about 25 drawings in it by Joy?
That's right. There's over 25 works on paper by Joy Hester in the show. Joy Hester is a remarkable modernist Australian artist. She was really underestimated in her own time, virtually ignored by the critics, and to this day still doesn't have the visibility and respect that I think she deserves. When looking at Patricia's work and choosing the Hesters for the show, I specifically focused on two series of works, one called Love from the mid-40s and Lovers from the mid-50s. And in these works, we see these blended figures where they're so connected that they will share an eye or a nose or a neck or a shoulder. And what happens is that the blankness of the page of the paper comes to represent the faces, and they're surrounded by a deep, inky, black, saturated background. And when those two heads come together, they form the shape of a heart. So for this show, looking at the concept of love and in all its forms, I was interested in particular in looking at Joy Hester's interpretation of love through this blended hybrid figure of two heads coming together.
Victoria, why was Joy Hester so underappreciated? And as you say, in her short lifetime, but also even up to now?
Primarily, she was underestimated because she was a woman artist. She didn't work primarily in oils on canvas. She worked with watercolour on paper, and that was seen at the time as a lesser form of work. Mm. Also, her works are, in a way, somewhere between abstraction and figuration, and she was working at a time of the Antipodeans and the Angry Penguins and the Heidi Circle, for whom narrative and storytelling and very Australian kind of perspectives were really celebrated by critics like Bernard Smith. And so her work was seen as too emotional, too psychological, too abstract. Whereas in fact, she was influenced by German Expressionism, by Surrealism, by people like Edvard Munch, and indeed had witnessed some of the newsreels coming out of the Holocaust in Germany after the Second World War, and was influenced by that imagery as well. Yeah. So I think it was partly because she was a woman artist and partly through ignorance of what she was trying to do in her work.
Patricia, at least your experience has been very, very different. But do you have any sort of, I mean, have you had kind of echoes of that treatment in your own experience as an artist?
Oh, I've had a very different journey than Joy. I mean, I feel really sad that she didn't get very much affirmation for the great work that she did while she was alive. That makes me really sad. But and I also feel very lucky that I've had interesting and good responses on the whole to what I'm trying to do with my work. Formally, we're very different, but I think what we're trying to do and the themes that we're trying to work with are very similar.
Yeah.
And they're not themes that are very popular in the art world. So themes around maternal relationships between mothers and their offspring, that's, even though it's kind of an everyday event, like even if you're not a mother, you've been mothered, hopefully. Yeah. Oh, you're being parented, at least. It's not sort of the stuff of high art. And I think she suffered from that. And I think in some ways my work doesn't suffer as much, but I have to kind of push it in that way to say, yeah, this is, you know, this work is about how we treat nature, but it's also about relationships, human relationships between mothers and children. And I try and valorize them.
Valorizing is a wonderful word. And Victoria, so Joy Hester, one of the things that's on show in the exhibition is Joy Hester's Love and Lovers series. So these two were created about 6 years apart, and Joy Hester had been diagnosed with Hodgkin's disease back in 1947. She left her husband, Albert Tucker, and her son, and she started a new relationship, a whole new family. What impact did this illness have on her art beyond her private life?
I think it would have had a very strident effect on her art, and in a sense that need to produce as much as you possibly can in a short time that you have left. It was a very tumultuous time because when she was first diagnosed with the Hodgkin's disease, she was told she didn't have very long to live. And then there was remission, and then, of course, the disease took her. Look, it's a terrible situation to be facing death in that way. And what is really brave of her is to have done these sequences of works about love, about connecting with another living person, and about the joy of the love that she found in that new relationship with Gray Smith. And she went on to have two children with him.
Mm. Yes, I mean, what an extraordinary life, and so short, just dying at 40. Patricia, as you say, you know, your work is a lot about maternal aspects of life, and your sky whale is in the exhibition. So if you haven't seen the sky whale, that's that serene hot air balloon whale. It has many breasts. Many people are divided between feelings towards the sky whale. I mean, certainly looking up in the sky and seeing the sky whale, it's awe-inspiring, as motherhood should be. Do you feel that the sky whale is going to be treated differently this time?
I think that people have a much more open heart towards her now. And she was so well received when we had her at Tarawarra. It was an incredibly joyful day. I think when she was first born, there was a lot to do about the cost of public art, and she just got caught up in that. And also, in some ways, the idea of a creature with all these breasts was so unusual, because it wasn't a sexualized image at all, and people didn't quite know what to see in it. And the idea of even depicting maternity and mammalian maternity is really quite unusual. And it took time for people to kind of open up to that and go, oh yeah, that's what it is. And you know, we all nurture our young. We do it like whales do. We do it like pigs, dogs, all kinds of other creatures do, and that's what we have in common. And that's why I can empathize with her, and that's why I can really see that this sort of this warmth that she has towards the earth, and we can see her in her face. And she's a beautiful creature.
I guess our responses to art changed, just as your response to art changed with Joy Hester.
Yeah, well, initially I was really drawn to the work because I thought, wow, I can really relate to this. Like, my eyes burn when I look into somebody else's eyes that I really care about. And the eyes in Joy Hester's works do kind of protrude and have become these strange and sort of almost grotesque things, even though they're about incredible connection. So I could understand that, but it's taken me 30 years. I mean, she did it in her 30s. I'm doing it in my 50s to kind of have the courage to make work that's really unashamedly about connection. So the new work that I made for Tarawarra is about sexual intimacy between older individuals.
Patricia, can you describe your new work, Sanctuary? Because it's a sculpture of these two extremely wrinkled figures. But this work is inspired by the bonobo, is that correct?
Yes. Well, I'm really interested in bonobos, not just because they're on the verge of extinction, but also because they are supposedly a matriarchy. And matriarchies aren't the opposite to patriarchies. It's not like they have no violence or they're completely benign. No, there's violence in matriarchy as well. They just work in a different way. And so the thing about bonobos is they're very similar to chimpanzees. And chimpanzees are the classic patriarchy with the alpha male and a lot of infanticide. And in bonobos, that doesn't happen, and all the males get to sire offspring. So I'm not holding it up as, you know, this is how we should all be. But I'm just really interested to see that there are other ways of being and other creatures have found a way of doing it in close proximities to other species that they're very related to. I find it absolutely fascinating. And that's generally what inspires all my work, nature.
Patricia, there's a lot of embrace in your work and in Joy Hester's as well. What does the embrace mean for you in your work? And what do you see it meaning in Joy Hester's work?
Well, in her work, in Joy's work, there's often an embrace. And she doesn't shy away from depicting hands, which interestingly is something that happens in drawing, because they're hard. Mm. And the hands are really important in her work, because they show a kind of tenderness and the kind of embrace it is. And in my work, I've also focused on that as well. So I've got these two chimeras, which are human and bonobos, and then this beautiful, tender embrace. And there's a real emphasis on the hands and their bodily connection and sexual intimacy. Mm. They don't have clothes on. And I think that's a really positive and worthwhile kind of image or concept to have in the world. to have an image of what it might be to be connected in older age. Yeah. Because on the whole, I don't think that actually exists much. When I think people as their age have desexualized, and I think that's not a great thing.
Isn't that a myth, though, that it's also been a lot around at the moment in the media about that there's still very high rates of sexual activity amongst older people?
That's right. It is a myth. It's a dangerous one.
Yes.
That's very detrimental to people, because I don't think sexuality diminishes. It just may change. It might even get better.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Victoria, what does Patricia Piccinini's work bring to Joy Hester's?
The combination of the two artists in the show, I think, in a way, rescues Joy Hester from the past and from being situated so much in the Heidi circle. That's Heidi, the circle of artists that collaborated with and were mentored by John and Sunday Reed, and brings her work into the present. In some ways, these works could be contemporary. They are so fresh today as they were when they were made in the late 40s and mid 50s.
And Patricia, what do you think Joy's work brings to your own work?
What I like about exhibiting with Joy is that I can see a continuum. I can see that the ideas that she's interested in are very similar to mine, and there's a kind of validity in that. So it feels good to be together. It feels, makes me feel stronger, like I'm on the right path, because she was on the path and I'm following her. And I that makes me feel really strong at a time when, you know, to make these works about love, intimacy, you know, I'm an easy target. Anyone can come along and say that's not important. You know, there's so many other important things in the world that are happening, in climate change and so on. But I think that to be able to tackle a lot of these or address a lot of these issues, developing ideas around care and love are really vital and important.
Patricia, thank you so much. What beautiful sentiments to end on. And I hope that we can all learn to love a little more and perhaps a little better after seeing this show. Patricia and Victoria, thank you so much for coming into the studio.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Patricia Piccinini, acclaimed Melbourne artist, and Patricia is giving a sold-out talk at the Tararua Museum of Art this weekend. And the director of the museum, Victoria Lynn. Victoria curated the exhibition Patricia Piccinini and Joy Hester Through Love. It's on at the Tararua Museum of Art until the 11th of March.